gone into the whole of this agenda in the bigger picture, which I think we've been doing for the last several years. But I was very pleased with the last few shows we've done all about this new robotic cult, the communitarian cult. And I've been going into that in some detail. So tonight, I want to sort of carry that on a bit, I think. I mean, I've been looking at a lot of stuff today and trying to tie things together into what we call the bigger picture, because I always try and give a philosophical and interesting overview. In other words, to not just give you the news of what's happening, the technocratic takeover, the smart city agenda, everything that's happening around us, which few of us seem to be actually taking much notice of. And that is the frustrating thing when you actually point things out to people, even things like the left and right pantomime. We're going to get into that a bit tonight, and how people are still stuck into this kind of narrow view because they're watching television. They're getting their information from the media. Yes, we're going to be talking about smart city harvesting. Yes, the smart cities are becoming ever more smart in the respect that we're now seeing through the beneficial crisis of COVID-19, that the smart cities are being put alongside that agenda with social distancing and getting rid of cars on the back of the virus. I mean, this is incredible. And of course, we've been reporting on this, how it came out of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization. We have a multi-agency, real-time exercise